you for the rest.
Let's go. Let's go.
Now you're tuned in to the best.
Y'all know the name.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to MMM Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Amendola Podcast. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm just going to talk today. I'm not even scripting this. I'm just going off the cuff on this episode. Just a lot going on in my mind right now, and a lot of worries, and, you know, I'm just really worried about, you know, the CBLW show, and yeah, that's been a bit of a, you know, nuisance to me. It's not the nuisance, it's just I'm trying to get our podcast verified or approved on podcast.com, and we have not done that, and it's starting to sound like, you know, that the CBLW show is done, it's finished, it's not gonna happen anymore. I'm just checking something really quick. But yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what's going on. And, you know, Sarah's reached out, no response so far, but it's only been 24 hours. So 24 and a half hours. Oh, no, sorry. 12. Add another 12 to that. That would be 30. It's only been about 36 hours. Almost 36 hours since. So I would say about maybe 33, 34 hours. But, you know, it is. It's frustrating, you know, it's really frustrating that, you know, this is the way podcast.com is going to treat us, and, you know, we've been loyal to them, and they're probably still upset that we left originally, but I'm going to keep looking around. I'm going to keep shopping around for an audio only. I might try Podomatic and see what happens there, I think I do know what the issue could be with the link to the Podomatic side. Excuse me. So I still have to figure that out. I still have to get that work up and running. And hopefully we will, you know, have a feed again soon. Hopefully. Because this is really, really becoming ridiculous to us waiting and waiting and waiting. We have episodes to post out, put up. We have a lot going on right now. So it's a lot to deal with right now. And, you know, I was going to come on here and say we were going back to video. We were going to go to Rumble. But I think Rumble, I'm just not even going to bother right now because of the problems. And right now, CBLW show is pretty well dead in the water. I'm going to be posting up the final two episodes, and I don't know what's happening after that. I don't know. I couldn't tell you guys what is going on, and I don't want to fire Larry whatsoever. You know, we don't need to fire Larry. You know, he's been nothing but good and loyal to us, and you know, it's just frustrating. You know, it's a very frustrating situation, and it's just, we've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. So, you know, it is a very, very frustrating thing to deal with right now. So we've been really trying our best to, you know, keep calm and get through all the situations. Because life does, you know, life does throw you curveballs. And this is a big curveball. But hopefully Sarah's email will reach out to them and we'll reserve. Resolve the issue at hand with that. And I know Larry doesn't want to end the podcast because, you know, we've built this thing. We've really, really, really built this thing. And even if we just do the CBLW show on chrismiller.com, that's always an option. And there's always options. You know, you got to weigh your options sometimes as a podcaster. But I do want to distribute it to other platforms. So I've been looking high and low on the situation. I've been really, really, really working hard on that. And you guys give me credit on that because I am really trying my best to get the other podcast up and running again. And I don't want a hiatus until the end of January if I need to. So hopefully not. But anyways, I'm thinking also, I've been thinking a lot about, you know, next year with this podcast, where I want to go, what do I want to do, you know, do I still want to do interviews next year, you know, and I wanted to do a kind of a 2024 review, and I'm doing it right now on this podcast, because I want to talk to you guys, and there's some things that, it's on my chest, I wanted to get out there, and I know I haven't really physically talked to you guys through video about the, I haven't done the updates yet, and I'm just trying to compile it in my head. This is what needs to be done, and, you know, this year was great. I had a good start, but then, you know, it really started going down with drama in August, in September, October, November, and now we are kind of just been in a funk. We've been in a funk of some sort, and, you know, we all get there. We all get into that very strange funk, how we feel. We get into those weird feelings sometimes, like, oh, this is not going good, and you get, like, all the negativity stuff, you know, you think negative, you think of the worst that could really possibly happen, but remember, you have to try to stay positive through it all. So, and that's what we're trying to do. And I think stepping down as CEO was one of the big major highlights of the year for me, because I stepped down because of drama, because of my team. My former team, but now I'm still part of the team regardless. But, you know, I had to step down. I was getting tired of it, and, you know, being accused of things and that weren't true when I never talked to that certain person. You know, I mind my own business. I'm doing my own thing, you know, and it just was enough. So that was one of the biggest moves I made this year, was, you know, stepping back as CEO and letting Sarah do run the company, the Crispy on the Web Media. So that does help a lot. So that was another big highlight of this year. This year, a lot of collaborations too. We collaborated with everyone and anyone out there. Like, we really collaborated this year, and that was, you know, that was pretty amazing, you know, collaborating with other people, having people, you know, guest blog posts on crispybeyondtheweb.com. It was just amazing experience. I know there's a lot of confusion because of, you know, the number of, you know, assistants and community directors and whatever sort, you know, it was really confusing for you guys. And now that we have Sarah, things are a lot more steady and permanent with the company. I'm knocking over my my empty glass on the desk unit there in the studio. But, you know, switching, having Sarah running things was a big move, and that was probably the right move, I think. But back to collaboration, you know, collaborating with the blog also opened the door for me to even try and expand the CBLTW show. That was another thing, you know. The CBLTW show was, you know, was such a, it has been a big part of the community for years and years and years. And, you know, I just could not see myself not doing it. I could not see us concluding the podcast whatsoever. I really want to keep going with that. But, and that is that the whole blogging, like having guest blog posts, really triggered me to expand the CBLW show. And I've been holding on to this big plan, like having two feeds. I just don't think the platform, I should never mention a platform. I'm not putting them down. I'm just frustrated with them. I wanted to expand. I wanted to have two feeds. You know, I wanted a lot. I wanted a lot. And I'm going to keep shopping around, and we're going to get this all figured out and, you know, get this up and running. And maybe, just maybe, I can actually transfer. And, I can't. With Spotify, I have to pay. Never mind. But there's, like, I'm going to try to find another platform in the meantime, and we'll see how things are going, and we'll hopefully have this resolved. But this year has been huge with having the collaborations, especially because I have really enjoyed it, and it has been a lot of fun, and I want to continue this, you know, next year as well. I want to continue doing this collaboration stuff next year as well, so that's going to be really, really awesome to have. Another thing that I have been doing a lot of this year, and I've been very proud of it, and I'm still got shows coming up. I still have in about 7 days a week, sorry, less than 7 days, this Saturday, I am going to be in a pre-call for a podcast. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun, and so that will be in the afternoon. Yeah, the afternoon on Saturday, I got a pre-call, and in the morning, I have an interview on another podcast at 11 a.m. Eastern, so that's going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be a lot of fun, and why am I saying this to you guys? It's because I have been a guest on other podcasts a lot lately. I have been on another podcast a lot lately, and I'm very proud of it, and I'm excited to continue being a guest on other podcasts and being asked on as a guest, and, you know, just talking about everything that has been going on lately. Not lately, but I mean, talking about, you know, my career and, you know, my journey with autism and mental health. And that's something else I'm going to talk about in a moment, is my mental health now that I am diagnosed with anxiety. But I have had a lot of fun this year. I have had a lot of fun with being on other podcasts, being a guest, and I've enjoyed myself. I really enjoy myself, and I want to do more guest appearances next year. And I think there's a podcast friend, I think she wanted me to go on hers, if I remember correctly on the conversation. I think she did at one point. I don't remember at all, but you know, I'm always open to guest appearances. Just during the Christmas holidays, just remind you, there will be only certain days I'll be available, and but by January 2nd I'll be full schedule will be open, and I can start doing more guest appearances on the podcast again. Now, the last thing I want to talk about on this podcast today is my mental health. Now, you guys probably remember that last year I noticed there was something wrong with me. There was something wrong with me mentally in the head. I was really not myself. I was not really, you know, acting like my old self. I was really, you know, down on myself and anxious and frustrated with everything, and, you know, threatening to end my life numerous times. But, you know, I'm happy that I'm here. I'm here still. I'm alive and living life to the fullest. And it took until this year to recognize that I have mental health issues. And I'm dealing with mental health. And it really, really, you know, changed my life going on the sertraline medication for my anxiety. And it has helped a lot. It really has helped a lot. And I've learned so much in such a short time. I've really, really worked on my mental health, you know, this year, and that's kind of probably why the CBOVA show has kind of been in and out a little bit. You know, it's just I've not been doing that show as often, and maybe in the new year I will just go back to twice every 2 weeks, because it's annoying that I need to do it every week. I'm going to maybe take a step back next year and still collaborate, but do it every second week. I think that's the best move for me, and they're probably going to be a brand new calendar set up for next year as well. You know, it's going to, like, once I'm past the next two Entertainment Man podcasts, because I have an interview on Friday, one at 11 o'clock, and one at 12:30. So I have two podcasts back to back, so it's kind of interesting. I'm going to be editing next weekend like crazy, because 11 o'clock and 12:30, so I have like a half hour in between, so it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very, very, very interesting to do back-to-back podcasts. And I'm going to have no voice by the end of it, trust me. But, it's going to be very interesting. But I never done a back-to-back podcast before in my life, so You know, this is a test, a really test for me. But anyways, back to what I was saying. Yeah, I've been dealing with mental health all year long. I've been, you know, working on myself. And also now I've been working on my knee. My knee has not been in the greatest shape. It's been sore and throbbing and a lot of pain in the kneecap. On the kneecap and the sides. And sometimes the front, right below the kneecap, has been hurting once in a while. Every now and then, you know, I've been really working on my mental health and my physical health, and I'm actually starting to wanting to lose some weight, and I'm working on that now. So I'm proud of myself for doing that, and I'm very proud to say that I want to get back down to at least 220 for now, and then work on 10 pounds at a time and get my physical health back under control, where I'm not fat anymore. I can actually fit into a decent pair of pants, but you know, I'm gonna work on it. I'm gonna work on the whole entire my weight is gonna be number one priority for me moving forward, definitely. So 2025, what am I looking forward to? That's a good question, because I need to figure that out. One thing is I still want to collaborate. I've mentioned that before. We are going to continue to be open to guest blog posts. You know, the ones that we've had, we have not removed their access to the website. It is still there, but I'm going to keep it up for, I don't know. I'm going to keep it up for the foreseeable future for right now. So at the moment, I am just not, I'm not 100% sure what the plan is, but I want to collaborate. I want to get the blog. I want to continue having guest blog posts. You know, it gives us a little bit of a break in between, and we appreciate you guys, you know, reaching out and being a part of what Crispy on the Web has been known for since 2014, 10 years ago. And just, that's another highlight, was the 10th anniversary this year, celebrating 10 years. You know, just, you know, party, have a little party, and I had Larry overnight for a sleepover. That was so much fun. We had so much fun, and we're gonna do a sleepover, and I think we're gonna do a gaming stream again down the road on Twitch. We're gonna try that out, and I look forward to it, and look forward to, you know, doing that as well. So 2025, yeah, back to what I was saying, collaborations. I want to get the vlog, continue to collaborate, and anyone that has collaborated with us in the past, you're always welcome back. We are we welcome you with open arms back onto the blog. Entertainment Podcast will still be open to interviews in 2025. Actually, interviews are now closed for the rest of the year, because we have Bob and another one with Shane will be coming on the podcast, and those are going to be good. Those are going to be good, because I have lots of big ideas for that, and I'm really excited to talk about it with you guys down the road, and not talk about it, but for you guys to hear what we are going to be talking about on the podcast. And let's just say I'm going to be interviewed on one of them by one of the guests. I'm not going to say who. You guys got to wait and see for you guys. Well, wait and hear what you guys, you guys will have to wait and hear that podcast when it comes out for sure. 2021. Wow. What am I doing? 2025. What else do I want to do or want to achieve? I just want the podcast to have a real steady schedule next year. That's one of the big things. I want to have a steady and solid schedule next year for the podcast, have steady platforms, and continue to grow the podcast and whatnot. And I think I have an idea that might help figure out the whole entire, you know, issue that we are having with the platform that we're with. But anyways, that is about all I can say, and I want to thank you guys so much for listening into the podcast. Please do subscribe, or sorry, I think it's mostly follow now on, it's follow the podcast wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can follow Crispy on the Web Media on Facebook, Twitter at KX, Instagram, and TikTok at Crispy on the Web. And I will see you guys next week for another episode of the Entertainment Podcast. Until then, have a good one. Bye for now.
Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio podcast produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.